Poker Face by Matt McBride. Kevin contemplated the cards in his hand and then studied Ben. Hoping for some sign of emotion, his scrutiny was met by piercing blue eyes that gave nothing away. He lowered his gaze and picked up his drink, swirling the ice cubes around in the amber liquid before taking a sip. He watched his opponent do exactly the same, before calmly setting his glass back on the table. Kevin took a card from the deck. No good. He placed it on the discard pile and waited patiently for Ben to take his turn. He glanced around the darkened room. Only the table was brightly lit by the overhead pendant light, pulled down low, so their faces were in semi-darkness. The room was unnaturally silent. There was a lot riding on the outcome of this game. Ben picked up a card and frowned, but kept it, and threw away a different one. Was that a bluff? Kevin suspected it wasn't. He took his next card. It was no help, but he shuffled his hand deceptively before putting it back down. No point letting the opposition know it was useless to him. Kevin looked at the kitty in the middle of the table. Not a bad haul. This was the final game of the evening, and the stakes had built up considerably. Ben seemed lost in thought. Kevin knew how much winning this game meant to him. But it would all hinge on the turn of the cards and the skill of the players. Kevin didn't try to hurry Ben. He wasn't planning on going anywhere. He had all night. Kevin took another sip of his drink, savoring the flavor, then relaxed and stared at a picture on the wall, barely visible in the subdued light. It was a modern abstract. Naive, but reminiscent of a Jackson Pollock. He liked it. Under the picture stood an antique-style desk. Kevin had once thought it might be Victorian, but there were a lot of reproductions about. It could have been made last week. But whether it was fake or genuine, the contrast between the ancient and modern appealed to him. He heard Ben snap down a card, and his attention was drawn back to the table. He hadn't been watching, and had missed any changes to his opponent's hand. A careless mistake. He glanced across the table and thought he saw the corner of Ben's mouth turn up slightly. Was that a flicker of a smile? Hard to tell, in this light. Kevin picked another card. Still not the one he needed. This game was turning into a marathon. He leaned back, pretending to make some big decision. Then sighed loudly, and saw Ben's eyes narrow with suspicion. He put the same card back down, making it obvious this time. Best to keep the opposition on their toes. Said opposition took his turn, and squinted at the cards in his hand. Then he carefully pulled one out, and set it on the growing discard pile. Kevin picked up, and suppressed a smile. This was the card he was waiting for. It was in the bag. Next time round he'd claim the prize. But before he had a chance to throw away his unwanted card, Ben slapped his last four cards down on the table and threw his arms in the air.
Bun the Baker's family. Got 'em all. I've won.
Ben happily scooped up the pile of matchsticks from the center of the table. Kevin grinned with pleasure, and raised his glass. Well done, son. Cheers. They clinked glasses, and down the rest of their apple juice.